Hi there, it's Ed here with a short message before we start the pod this week. Did you know that our most informed investors get insights, articles, and investment ideas from Tom, me, and the team sent directly to them via email, and it is completely free. You can join them. Just subscribe at fidelity.co.uk/newsletters. This week in the markets, UK shares return from the Easter holidays with a spring in their step, with oil and gold on the rise. The US ebbs back on rate fears, and markets await new inflation and jobs news. UK investors returned after their Easter break to find their home market in good cheer, the FTSE 100 jumping above the 8,000 mark on Monday morning. Oil and mining companies helped drive those early gains, with BP and Shell both up more than 2% in early trading on Tuesday, while Rio Tinto and Anglo American were both up more than 3%. Commodity companies have been helped by rising commodity prices. Crude oil rose 1% yesterday to above $87 a barrel, while gold hit a new high of $2,265 an ounce. Elsewhere, there were signs of life returning to the UK economy, still in a recession, of course, with a small positive reading for the manufacturing sector in the latest monthly PMI flash data. Manufacturers returned to growth for the first time in well over a year. There was also news on the housing market, still an important bellwether of UK growth, with mortgage approvals in February the highest since September 2022. That uptick has been helped by gradually falling mortgage rates. The average paid by new mortgage borrowers fell to 4.9% in February, down from a high of 5.34% back in November. That still means, however, that anyone rolling off fixed-term deals are likely to be in for a nasty hike in repayments, a fact reflected in a dip in house prices over March, according to the Nationwide today. Finally, in the UK, a story reflective of the challenges facing Britain's financial markets and the threat the UK faces to its status as a financial hub. Another company, Redx, a pharmaceutical firm listed on the A market, has become the latest to confirm it will delist in the UK. Redx complained that it was not achieving a fair valuation on the UK stock market and that it could not readily raise the money it needs to grow. It's a blow for the status of the UK stock market and underlines once again why the government has been seeking to improve the corporate environment for the UK. Elsewhere in the world, markets paused on Monday after rounding off a turbocharged first quarter of 2024. The S&P 500 in the US dipped slightly on the day but remained 10.6% up in the year so far. In Europe, the Euro Stoxx 50 is up 13%, and in Japan, the Topix is 14% higher. The FTSE 100 lags by comparison, up just 3.4%. In the US, investors spent yesterday digesting their own PMI manufacturing data, with American companies also returning to growth last month. This better news on growth has the effect of pushing interest rate expectations higher. The US futures market was pricing in a 58% chance of a rate cut in June, down from 64% just a week ago. Overall, markets think there will be 3 Fed rate cuts this year. There was also a knock-on impact in the bond market, where yields rose on expectations of higher for longer rates. The next relevant news will drop on Friday of this week when US jobs numbers are due. Better labour market numbers could push rate expectations out further, with a likely negative effect on financial markets. In Europe, inflation data on Wednesday will set the agenda. That's it for now. Have a great week. Please note that the value of investments and the income from them can go down as well as up, so you may get back less than you invest. Investors should note that the views expressed may no longer be current and may have already been acted upon. This information is not a personal recommendation for any particular investment. If you are unsure about the suitability of an investment, you should speak to one of Fidelity's advisors or an authorised financial advisor of your choice. Overseas investments will be affected by movements in currency exchange rates, and investments in emerging markets can be more volatile than other more developed markets. Reference to the specific securities should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell these securities and is included for the purposes of illustration only. Tax treatment depends on individual circumstances and all tax rules may change in the future. Withdrawals from a pension product may not be possible until you reach age 55, 57 from 2028. This podcast may not be reproduced or circulated without prior permission.
No statements or representations made in this podcast are legally binding on Fidelity or the recipient. This podcast is meant only for UK residents and does not constitute an offer or a solicitation in any jurisdiction in which it may be unlawful to make such an offer or solicitation.